the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Nobody smiles during a prophet's first sermon. Either your heart is broken, or you want to break his neck, but you don't break out in a full-toothed grin. For the prophetic word is too rough on the ear, the pill he puts in your mouth, too bitter to swallow with anything but a grimace. Isaiah's pulpit opens with a message that Israel is far worse than an ox or an ass. Indeed, just like a city home to homosexual rapists. Hosea acts out his first sermon, slipping a wedding ring onto the finger of a prostitute, then fathering children by her. One big, gross family, emblematic of unladylike Israel, who would have felt quite at home working at Showgirl 1, 2, or 3, or any cheap hotel where idols might need her syncretistic services. Not exactly a way to curry favor with the crowd, this kind of preaching. But then again, the prophets were called by God, not elected by popular vote, ablaze with nothing but zeal for the truth of heaven. And so it came to pass that the prophet of prophets left not a single face smiling when he wrapped up his sermon in Nazareth. He had a way with words, this preacher, a way that well nigh sent him plummeting headlong down a nearby cliff. What got him in trouble was quite simply telling the truth, always a dangerous activity. For men prefer that you lie to them, especially if the truth exposes what they really are. All Jesus did was point out the obvious, that no prophet is acceptable in his hometown. The Midianite Jethro and his daughters welcomed Moses with open arms, while his own people armed themselves with stones. Nineveh repents in sackcloth and ashes when Jonah preaches in their pagan streets, while back home, priests kept right on liturgizing in front of their golden calves. A Gentile widow welcomes Elijah and dines with him, while famished Israelite widows covet each tiny morsel of bread. Naaman the Syrian gets baby soft skin in exchange for his leprosy, while Elisha's own flesh and blood rot away in theirs. Nothing new here. Every Israelite kindergartner could have told you these stories. Jesus was just like a boy pointing out the naked truth that the emperor's new clothing was nothing but his birthday suit. But unlike the citizens in that children's tale, the synagogue crowd was not happy in Nazareth to hear someone voice the obvious truth. And neither are you. But the truth about ourselves is always painful to hear. It hurts to hear that you would much more prefer to have 1,000 pats on the back than one loving word of correction or rebuke. Expect others to be patient with your shortcomings, slight though they are, but you have little or no patience with the smallest weaknesses of others. Why we can't finish a single psalm, no, not one hour, Father, without having our mind wander God knows where. And you really do expect it to be welcomed in your first pulpit, so much nicer and so much a better preacher are you than our Lord. And worse yet, if you're not welcomed, rather than praying for the repentance of those who reject you, more than likely you will revel like a big-headed martyr about being just like Jesus. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for men so filthy rich with sin to squeeze into the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, abandon the Nazareth mob. Move to the Nineveh of sackcloth and ashes. Pitch your tent among the faithful Midianites. Step in the Jordan font alongside Naaman and watch your leprosy wash off and float downstream. Kneel beside the widow at Zarephath and let Elijah's Lord feed you with the flour of his flesh and the oil of his blood. For today is the day of salvation, a salvation acquired outside the city of the Jews, outside the gate, the place of the sin offering. Here he was lashed with the lying words of his own people and with the whips of the Gentiles, suffers for both groups, all the sons of Adam, that he might create in himself one new man out of the two, so making peace, reconciling us both to God in one body through the cross. Though rejected by his own, he ever stands ready to welcome you, and indeed, he already has. He has transformed you from Isaiah's ox and ass into a dear lamb whom he carries upon his shoulders, rejoicing to bear you home. No longer are you part of the lustful and polluted Gomer, for she has been redeemed, washed with water and the word, without spot or wrinkle or any other blemish. And you are of her, and she is of him, and he is of the Father. And in that one you shall pierce the gates of heaven more easily than a needle goes through the eye of a camel. Therefore rejoice, or if you prefer, smile. Smile with the joy of the redeemed, for the dawn which the prophets have longed for has finally broken. The Spirit of the Lord is upon the Messiah. His good news is that you are his beloved. Your chains are loosed, your sight restored. The year of the Lord's favor is upon you. Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your ears. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.